RTE Pulse.
The Cosmo with Scott the Butler. Radio for Ireland's gay and lesbian community.
You're listening to The Cosmo with myself, Scott the Butler, here on RTE Pulse. Now, the Tiger Dublin Fringe is coming up very shortly in the capital from September 5th until 20th. Loads of shows that you might be interested in. A fair amount of queer arts as well that are going to be taking place as part of the festival. And to tell me a lot more about it, I have the director of Tiger Dublin Fringe, Chris Nelson, in studio with me. How are you, Chris?
I'm very well. How are you, Scott?
Not too bad. Thank you for coming into the studio. First of all, tell us about the festival. Now, I doubt there's many people out there listening in tonight that don't know about the Tiger Dublin Fringe at this stage.
Well, there always might be a few newcomers, so
exactly.
Welcome aboard. It's the Fringe is in its 20th year this year. It's Ireland's flagship event for the new, the now, the next in circus, theater, music, dance, spectacle, outdoor performance, contemporary art, you name it. It's often the place where... I've moved here from Canada a year ago, and I've heard people describe the aesthetics of the festivals. You know, they can talk about the theater festival or the dance festival, and they get to the Fringe, and they kind of get this light bulb that is sort of like, well, the Fringe, that's where you see the Fringe shows, and they kind of get all excited because they're thinking about, I think it's because they're thinking about all the different kinds of moments and performances they've encountered over the years, be it the Spiegel Tent, or some of the great works that were done on the River Liffey, thinking of like Fergal McCarthy when he lived on an island in the Liffey.
I remember that well.
For the whole duration of the festival. So what the Fringe has become is really this leading platform for experimental work, for really populist kind of work, really fun work, great nights out, cabaret, cross-disciplinary work, hybrid work. It's sort of where... It is where audiences discover the artists that are taking risks, that the artists that are going to be the new voices, and where they find old friends. So, like, people they've been following and tracking through the festival. So, a good example of that this year is someone like Camille O'Sullivan, who is celebrating her 20 years with Fringe in two concerts at Meeting House Square. It's called Camille O'Sullivan 20 Intimate and Live. It's like, how can you imagine that she's been singing at the Fringe for 20 years.
Yeah.
She's the core of the Fringe. She's in a lot of ways the heart of the festival. And her coming back to sort of celebrate her career and how she started and how she's so loved now. I mean, I saw her sing one song at a fundraiser for Dublin Youth Theatre, and I was like, oh, completely annihilated. She's amazing. I'm totally besotted with her. So, but there's also a lot of young new voices and artists who are switching over. So actors who are taking their first punt at directing, or music artists like Maud and Cahoots, a sister act of Zoe and Maud Near Reardon, who are sisters. They're in a band, an excellent band called Maud and Cahoots. They're doing their first theatrical foray. Okay. So it's a show that's part rock, part theater, called The Well-Rested Terrorist. It opens our season at the Peacock, our first time ever that the Fringe is at the Peacock. So we're delighted to be part of the Abbey's efforts to liven up the place, liven up the Peacock. So that's really terrific.
Excellent. It sounds like there's just so much there for this year alone, let alone the history and the status that it has gained over the 20 years. That must be one hell of a job to try and put together.
It's great fun. We have a really great team, and the artists... I mean, the festival in a lot of ways is artist led. So we follow, you know, we make our invitations. There are a few projects this year that, like Harp, A River Cantata, which is Ulysses Opera Theater's large scale outdoor musical performance celebrating the Dagda myth, which was a project that was seeded by the previous director and that we picked up and we kept moving and shaping.
Very good.
It'll open the festival on September 6th in a free outdoor performance along the quays on the Samuel Beckett Bridge.
Lovely.
Boats in the water, light shows, sopranos, a choir. It'll be quite amazing. So those kinds of projects we're producing, or we're more engaged in that way, kind of from the ground up. And then I would say 70 to 80% of the projects are proposals that artists come to us and say, I want to do this show in the Fringe, like comedian Alison Spittle, or young queer cabaret performer Stefan Fay, who is going to take us on kind of a picaresque journey through what it means to be a radical fairy, through queer Irish history, through American queer history. And that'll be like one of those off-site venues at an optician on Kildare Street. So
right, okay. Yeah. That's definitely very different anyway. Well, you just touched on something I was going to ask you about as well, is that the Fringe Festival in general seems to be somewhere that what's called queer arts, at least, it seems to flourish. Would that be true for this year?
Yeah, I would say for sure this year. I think in any year, the festival is really responding to what's happening in the world around us. So be it lesbian and gay artists who are making work, like playwright Tracy Martin, who has a play called Wrapped, which is about two girls going off to kind of that island drug party thing. They get caught up in a smuggling ring, you know, echoing in a lot of ways the headlines. Or maker Sean Dunn, whose piece with the Talking Shop Ensemble, Advocacy, details and takes us through what it's like to be an adult in care with disabilities. So there are artists who are teasing out themes of headlines, and then there are works that really, really are dealing with issues of the day, specifically around lesbian and gay themes. And some of those artists would probably be, well, Stefan Fay, Sonia Kelly, who with her, she's making a piece with Rough Magic called How to Keep an Alien. Now, audiences might remember her from a piece called The Wheelchair on My Face, where she hilariously talked about her myopia. And then this play, she's talking about what it's taken for her and her partner to stay in Ireland because her partner's from Australia.
Oh, I see.
So it's about reverse emigration, and it's about all the kind of foibles of going down to Burr Quay and trying to prove to an immigration officer that you're in love. Wow. So it's a great monologue. It's a great, very funny piece with some odd turns to it. It'll actually premiere at Dublin Fringe and then go to Sonia's partner's hometown in Brisbane.
Wow.
Right after the festival, at the Brisbane Festival. So there's Dublin Fringe is a real international platform, and we have these amazing connections with festivals all over the world.
Well, this was another thing I was going to ask as well. You know, considering the fact that you're from Canada, that you've come over from Canada to work on the Dublin Fringe or the Tiger Dublin Fringe, you know, what is that kind of network like? Obviously, you've just given an example in terms of Dublin and Brisbane, but I presume there's quite a large network now of the Fringe festivals in different cities with Dublin.
I think so, yeah. And the amazing thing about this Fringe, about the Tiger Dublin Fringe, is that it's right at this interesting pivot point between the fringe festivals like Edinburgh and Adelaide, where there's the cabaret acts and there's the comedy acts and there's the theater acts, and then the sort of avant-garde world of curated festivals all around the world. We're one of the few curated fringes, one of the few fringes that is such an incubator and really spends so much time and money and resources helping artists develop work. So it means that our audiences get to encounter work that really, really takes both or all three or all four sides of the kind of what's being pursued in contemporary artistic practice, be it the comedy of Foil Arms and Hog or the radical choreographic experiment of Rory Donovan with his piece Zombies that'll start at 1 a.m. and go till 6 p.m. 6 a.m. With a cast of gender-bending performers from the San Francisco underground scene and the Irish sort of diaspora choreographic scene that lives in Berlin. And then you've got a group of lads like Foil Arms and Hog who do great sketch comedy. They sell out every time they go to Edinburgh. They sell out every time they play in Dublin. So it's really like, and people hop, like they'll hop from one thing to the next, from one kind of flavor and one story to the next. So that's kind of what our festival is so special for.
Well, one of the things I was wondering as well was that, you know, when it comes to some of the more fringe productions, and I mean that both in terms of those that are part of the festival, but also in terms of the content, that it might be a bit more out there. How difficult is it, or how easy is it to, you know, get the word across to the general public and actually go, right, well, this is actually something really interesting. You might not have thought about it before, but try it out.
I think there's a word of mouth thing. There's a thing that happens with fringe initiated people bringing their friends to the next thing. So there's this thing. There is this feeling of at the festival. I know people open the program and they go, what am I going to see on Tuesday night?
Yeah.
And then I know there's other people who follow along certain artists who are waiting for the next work by a certain group of performers or a certain ensemble. There is always the feeling, and we always try and make that feeling of like, no matter what, you're going to make a great choice. So you're going to uncover something new. You'll sort of get a sense of a new experience. So I think the festival attracts that kind of adventurousness in art going, and what it does is also it says like, you don't have to be like whatever your response is at the show you're seeing. Mm. If you're laughing or if you're not, or if you're scratching your head or if you're not, or if you're getting it in big air quotes or not, I think you're right. Mm. So you have to kind of trust that you're right. You're at the theater. You're in the parking lot or wherever the performance is.
Yeah.
If you're getting the experience, then whatever your experience is, it matters. I think a lot of people sort of shy away from some of the other arts events anywhere, and true of Dublin too, probably, because they feel like they don't belong or they don't get it. And what Fringe does is really, it's an art party. It's a crossover of all these different kinds of people and all these different kinds of audiences. So it means that everyone gets it. Like, you get it. You do.
So what about you then? You've seen all these shows come together. You've, you know, looked over the entire program. What are your personal highlights over the next while?
Well, I'll give you some. I mean, it's really tough.
Yeah.
I am excited about everything. And we actually can't physically see everything because the festival is so jam-packed. So
yeah.
I'll get to see 70 or 80% of the work and try and see the rest in rehearsal and stuff. I'll give you some hints that are great for an audience, for this particular audience. So some of the gay themed work or the really great wild nights that you won't get in any other kind of festival. One is Philip Connaughton's Tardigrade. He's a Dublin choreographer. This piece, okay, I want you to imagine a choir in these sort of diaphanous jellyfish bizarro outfits. Okay. Philip running around the stage. I don't want to give too much away, but chasing a projection of a dog. There's Star Wars imagery. There's a great sense of humor. There is incredible movement. Like, you are going to watch the show and you're going to be moving along with them. Some body paint. Yeah. It's at the Samuel Beckett Theater in the first week of the festival. That's someone I think absolutely to watch. Mm-hmm. And sort of a similar thing to that is American choreographer Miguel Gutierrez, who in Meeting House Square is going to lead us on a one-hour workout session on Sunday the 14th. It's called Deep Aerobics. You will sweat. If you're a fan of the band The Knife, it's been something that's opening for The Knife on tour.
Okay.
People usually create, like all the tweeters say, forget The Knife. We want the Deep Aerobics to come back. You come, you dress up. There's a transformation station. and then you get to do an actual choreographic workout. You're the wart. You're the art. You're the dance. It's all going to happen in Meeting House Square on the 14th. That'll be quite amazing. And then on the more experimental side, a Dublin-based company, The Company, with their piece, The Rest is Action, expect very intelligent playwriting, really interesting stage presence, sort of like, like you or I were on stage talking like this with this incredible scenography as they tackle the Oresteia, the famous Greek tragedy cycle. I would say Amanda Coogan and her work, You Told Me to Wash and Clean Between My Ears, which she's making with Dublin Theatre of the Deaf. Now, Amanda Coogan is a legend in the international circle around performance art and visual art, and she's a real icon in the Irish art scene. You'll probably, like, IMA goers or people who go to the Project Arts Centre Gallery will know her work. She's making her first work with Dublin Theatre of the Deaf. Now, she grew up with deaf parents. She's hearing and speaks, but she grew up with deaf parents, and she's making a piece. She's also the person that you'll see signing in the theatre doing the deaf interpretation in ISL. She's making a piece with Dublin Theatre of the Deaf, which is a community group. There will be 40 performers on stage in all kinds of costume, a bit of drag, I hear.
Okay.
A giant, like, really impressive visual sort of sense, and the piece is about the death of Eamon McDevitt, who was a deaf teen in the 70s, who was killed by soldiers, because he was protesting and the police said, put down your, like, stand down, and he didn't hear them. Now, that moment was the birth of the thing that galvanized the deaf political movement in Ireland just weeks before the British embassy burnt down on Bloody Sunday. So it's this kind of really critical moment in Irish history. It will be a historic moment at Project Arts Centre during the festival when all of these performers gather on stage at Fringe for the first time. I think it will be that, like, goose pimple, beautiful, beguiling kind of work that you'll remember for a long time. So I would suggest that one as well on my list.
Okay. That sounds pretty cool. Anyways,
is that a good menu?
Yeah, definitely. I'm blown away by the selection already.
Great.
Of course, if people want to find out a bit more about the festival, where can they go?
They should go to fringefest.com. On Twitter, we're at TigerDubFringe, which is also our hashtag. And then we have a big following on Facebook as well. So find us on all the platforms, but most importantly, come find us at the festival. We're across the city, mostly in Temple Bar, but all over the city, in Rathmines, in all the D postal codes. We even have a show in Tala this year.
Excellent.
Okay. So September 5th to 20th, we're looking forward to seeing you there.
Excellent. All right, well, Chris Nelson, thank you so much for coming into the studio.
Thank you for having me.
Online, on DAB, on Fairview, and on UPC, channel 943. This is RTE Pulse.